Welcome to Climate Action 2016, a unique multi-stakeholder event to accelerate climate action globally.
Entitled Catalyzing a Sustainable Future, the summit brought together some of the most influential figures and institutions in the public and private sectors to talk about how promises made can be translated into action. The UN Secretary-General, Ban Ki-moon, used the example of the country hosting the summit to show how broad the coalition for tackling change already is, despite the lack of political consensus in Washington itself.
Here in the United States, cities and private sector, investors, the finance community, the military, faith communities, and civil society all are driving the transformative change we need at this time.
He praised the pivotal role of the US and China and announced that he will convene a similar summit in Hangzhou in September. He said action was needed now to meet the challenges of achieving the Sustainable Development Goals as well as a warming planet.
To rise to these challenges, we will need strong partnership at all levels. No sector of society and no nation can succeed alone. I encourage you to collaborate, innovate, and invest. Let's work together. Thank you very much.
Mr. Ban highlighted key areas where public-private collaboration was most needed: sustainable energy, land use, greening cities and transportation. That last issue was taken up by World Bank Chief Jim Yong Kim, who said that sustainable mobility could help cut harmful carbon emissions by a third. He warned the room against any complacency.
I'm extremely worried right now. We really, really have no time to waste. We cannot delay. And as great as Paris was, as excited and inspired as we were by the signing on April 22nd, I think we now have to wake up from the fog of success. Political successes have to then lead quickly to action and implementation.
The migration and refugee crisis was just making the huge costs of fighting climate change on all levels worse, he added, and he warned Asia in particular against moving forward with industrial growth based on coal. The key, he said, was to be creative and act as fast as humanly possible.
Let's act with a fierce urgency of now. It's our responsibility to ensure a livable planet for us and for all future generations. Thank you very much.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.